Unit 11. Presents. 11A. Envelope. Exercise 3.
Go on. Open it.
Right.
Go on.
It's not very big. You've already given me a card.
Yes.
It's just like another card. Let's see. Now then, what? What is it? Oh, no, this is ridiculous. This must have cost you a fortune.
No, it didn't.
Well, I hope you're coming too.
I am.
Bombay, a ticket to Bombay.
11B, presents for the family. Exercise 1.
I had gone to stay with a family in France when I was a student. I had gone to stay with a family in France when I was a student, and I took with me some presents for the family I was going to stay with, and gave them to the lady of the house and the members of the family when I arrived.
Exercise 2.
I stayed there for a fortnight and I had a wonderful time. I stayed there for a fortnight and I had a wonderful time. And at the end of my stay, I went out to the shops and I bought presents to take back to my mother and father and my brother and my aunt and other relatives.
Exercise 3.
And when I came back to the house, the little girl who lived in the house asked me what I had bought and what was in my bag. And when I came back to the house, the little girl who lived in the house asked me what I had bought and what was in my bag. So I opened the bag and I began to take everything out. And I was standing in the middle of the dining room with a big box of chocolates in my hand. The chocolates were actually for my aunt, when the lady of the house came into the room.
Exercise 4.
And she said, "Oh, you shouldn't have. You've already bought enough, really. It wasn't necessary." And of course, my face just went bright red. I couldn't think of anything to say. I just looked at her, I put the box of chocolates down on the table, and I fled from the room.